Digs at President-elect Trump, partisan sniping, and disagreement over how to fund education. That's the political dynamic as the Washington legislature convenes Monday for a 105-day budget writing session. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this preview.
To sort of set the stage for Washington's legislative session, you need to know a couple of things. First off, the legislature is virtually tied. Democrats have a one-seat majority in the state House. Republicans hold a one-seat advantage in the state Senate. Here's something else you need to know. The state Supreme Court has said the legislature needs to act to end the reliance on local school levies to fund basic education. And the legislature has committed to doing that this year. Now, Democrats and Republicans both promise they'll get the job done. Here's Senate Majority Leader Mark Schessler.
We don't plan to fail.
But here's the thing. There's no agreement on how to get it done. Democrats, like House Majority Leader Pat Sullivan, say it will take billions of dollars in new taxes.
It's about the state actually stepping up to its obligation, its constitutional obligation, to amply fund our schools.
So that's the Democratic perspective. Republicans, like Schessler, counter that it's time to fund education first in the budget, and that taxes are an absolute last resort, if even that.
I still don't believe that the biggest tax increase in history is absolutely necessary to prevent the sky from falling on our children.
So a little bit of history here. A bipartisan task force on education funding has been meeting for months. Now, this task force was supposed to have a list of 9 recommendations ready to go for day one of the legislative session. Instead, that task force split along partisan lines. Democrats put forth a plan that calls for a $7 billion increase in state spending on schools over the next 4 years. Republicans issued a list of guiding principles. Democrat Christine Rolfes accused Republicans of not doing their homework.
It's extremely disappointing.
Republican Ann Rivers, who sits on that funding task force along with Rolfes, brushed off the criticism.
You know, I know that the tendency to, you know, we're good, they're bad. It's, you know, we did our homework, they didn't do their homework. But the reality is we're very close on many, many issues.
Now, it's not just education funding that confronts lawmakers as they return to Olympia. Both sides agree more needs to be done to shore up Washington's mental health system and also to address homelessness. Again, there are differences over how to do this. But Democratic Speaker of the House Frank Chop says there's an urgent need for action.
Because literally people are dying on the streets right now. So we have to address that. It's not just about education, it's also about basic humanity.
Other topics Washington lawmakers are likely to wrestle with this session include police use of deadly force and distracted driving. There's also the unknown about what a Trump presidency and a Republican Congress might mean for Washington state. Speaker Chop is especially concerned about a repeal of the Affordable Care Act.
Part of the difficulty is not knowing what the federal government is going to do from minute to minute or from tweet to tweet.
Ah, a little swipe at President-elect Donald Trump and his tweeting habits. Chop isn't the only Democrat making comments like that. And even Republicans acknowledge that the other Washington presents a big unknown right now. Dan Christensen is the Republican leader in the Washington House.
God only knows what's going to happen in Congress and with the tweets and everything else that are going on out there. That being said, we're going to be affected by it one way or another.
So it's clear there's a lot at stake in the 2017 legislative session and a lot of unknowns. And already, there's a partisan edge to things that suggests it's going to be probably a grueling several months to come. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.